Live again, back from, sorry folks, I'm right back. I was multitasking, sorry. You guys can call in now, sorry. Well, hopefully this works. I apologize again, folks, for these annoyances of this. Our poor guests have been trying to call in, and it has not worked out as of late. Let's hope this tries again. Let's hope it works this time, because this is annoying on everyone's part, not just us. Highly annoying. Like, you don't even know. This is craziness. I have never been so annoyed, like, ever. So I apologize to everyone for that. Here we go. Let's try this again, folks. Can you hear me now? Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello, you can hear me now, right? Are you kidding? You can hear me now, correct? I hope.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, look at that. Miracle of that. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Well, I am so sorry beyond, like, I can't even tell you how annoying that was, and I completely apologize to you guys.
It's okay.
I'm telling you. You know, one of the things you learn in showbiz is that sometimes things happen, and you got to work with plan B to go to plan C. So I guess this is one of those life lessons, huh?
Yeah.
Anywho, I apologize again. So let's get into that. I'm so sorry again. I'm like beyond annoyed for you and before me, so I apologize. Anywho, everyone, this is JoJo. Why don't you go ahead and tell everyone who you are now again, now that everyone can hear you, you can hear me.
Hi, my name is JoJo Sebastian.
Excellent.
I'm glad to be on your show.
We are happy to have you on the show. And, again, I apologize. This has been a hectic time to get you on here, and I apologize for that. So, I'm going to be pulling up your questions here, because I remember I gave you guys a little bit of a rundown, kind of how we do things here. I usually, you know, rattle off some questions so people get an idea of kind of, you know, where you're coming from, what you kind of do. I think what you do is kind of amazing. I think a lot of people wish they could do a lot of the things you do. And you know what? I don't know if I've ever talked to an actual model versus like just a straight up acting type of thing. So this will be a learning experience for both of us. Because I've worked a lot. I've worked with in the film business before, so I know a lot of that stuff. And a lot of people do both. But you know, we're looking for the learning about it. So it should be fun. I am pulling up your questions, believe it or not, so I can follow through here so we can have some normalcy to this. So let me start off, you know, with early things. So you're JoJo, as we already established. How long have you been modeling for and doing the acting thing?
I've been in modeling and acting for 1 year.
1 year. Now, in 1 year, what have you done so far?
Photo shoots. And runway.
Awesome. Excellent.
And ripple effects.
Ripple effects.
Yes. Website.
Nice. Now explain those things to people who might not know what those things are.
Ripple effects is a website for child. Children.
Awesome. Okay.
That have problems.
Problems. I see. So you're like you like to inspire people?
Like anger issues.
Oh, anger issues. I got you. All right.
And bullying all right.
What's that?
And bullying.
Oh, yes. I I know all that too well. I've been an anti-bullying, advocate for a long time. I know I'm a big fan of bullies. And so we're on the same side of the effect on that one, huh?
Yes.
You know, I have a friend of mine who actually is from Florida. His name is Daniel Pewter. You ever hear of him?
No.
Dan Pewter is an MMA fighter, a UFC fighter, and he was in wrestling for a little while. He won the Tough Enough program they did for WWE back in the day. He actually since retired from all that, and he started an anti-bullying program to help young people learn how to kind of give them some self-confidence and give them some self-awareness, and also to do his part in being bullies. Because I think it's important that, we let people know and give kids the knowledge that they're, they don't deserve to be bullied and so forth. Right?
Yes, very much.
Excellent. Yes, sir. All right. I found your questions. That was a stalling. That's fun, huh? Like I said, on this show, it's all laid back and kind of, you can be yourself. So don't threaten us like that. I know the early things there was annoying, but it's all good and go now. This is like a set right now. This is fun. So we know you're modeling and you inspire a lot of people doing the very things to, fighting against bullying and so on. Now, what is more difficult, acting or modeling, in your opinion?
Acting is more difficult than modeling because you have to remember your lines.
I see. Now, I'll ask the question after that. I have a follow-up to that question because I'm just aware, just interested how that works. So, and I get the, remembering lines can be difficult sometimes, depending on where the roles are and stuff. What kind of projects and roles do you like to take up? I can actually add this question into this. What kind of roles and projects do you like, and how do you prepare for them? That's a long one, I know, right?
I like sporting projects. Like football and like baseball, soccer, and then all of that. Like this morning, I had an audition for basketball.
Was that
a commercial?
No. Oh, okay. So it's an acting thing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do you audition for, out of curiosity, how do you audition for modeling or do you audition for modeling? How does that work?
You just take photographs and a slate, like, hi, my name is Georgia Sebastian. I'm 4'10" and all that.
Yeah. And then they just say, hey, we like pictures. We're going to have you come and, pose on the front of our magazine kind of a thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's not like you have to. So there's no actual like technical addition. Send like what, a headshot?
Headshot?
Yeah, you have to do headshots and send them in.
Okay. I was just curious because, I worked on the film side of things, and I know a lot of people who have done both, and I was curious how models get their jobs versus, like acting, you have to show up to auditions and stuff like that, and I wasn't sure how modeling works. So you just basically send pictures and say, hey, I want to pose for your magazine. What do you think? Right? Basically?
Yes, very much.
All right, cool.
And runway. And runway.
Nice. And runway. Which one do you like better?
Yeah.
The sitting around taking pictures or doing the runway?
I like runway better.
Because you get to do stuff? Is that why?
I like runway better because you get to, show off in front of people, show different clothes and try to inspire people to buy their clothes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Yeah, for the most part, that's what I would imagine that would be. That looks like it could be fun. You just walk out there, turn around. You don't usually have to really do much in those, right? Is it just walking out and doing the the whole book on the, I mean, how do you prepare for something like that? Do you put the book ahead kind of a thing, or is this one of those myths that people don't really use?
The director gives you directions.
I see. So the directors at the modeling shoots?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I've seen fashion shows, but I didn't know it was like what the backstories were to those. That's interesting. And you don't have a problem with being in front of like hundreds of people, huh?
No, I did one at Miami.
Miami's nice most of the time, right?
It was like a one-day thing where I had to stay in a hotel in Miami, and it was like huge. It was probably over like 200 people or something.
Awesome.
500. Yeah.
Would you prefer going in front of a large group like that versus a smaller group of just like the camera guy and a few other people, or what do you feel better with?
It doesn't matter. It can be like thousands of people. It's just walking out there, just pay attention to yourself. Don't pay attention to other people. Just get your shot done, and then you just walk back, you change, you get another one, and then when you're done with the finale, you're done, basically. It's not that simple that you think, but it's exciting.
No, that's why I get a lot of respect for it, you know what I mean? There's an art to it, and a lot of people, I think, misunderstand. Or they definitely, you know, jump to the conclusion that's easy, or that, you know, it doesn't take a lot of work. But I disagree. I've seen a lot of people do these types of things. I've seen a lot of your work, and it doesn't look easy and stuff like that. So does it help with confidence, too, to be able, like, to do the modeling thing?
Yes, you have to have a lot of confidence to go over, like, 500 people.
Yeah. That's awesome. But, you know, that's that. A lot of actors actually aren't overly fond of having so many people in front of them, which is one of the reasons why I do films and stuff, because acting in a film is different than acting live a little bit. You know what I mean?
And that was actually my first big runway.
What? Nice. All right. Going back to the original question. Sorry, I had to ask that question. I was curious. What does a normal day look like for you? And how do like things like school and hanging out with the buddies and your friends work out for you?
If I have an audition, sometimes my mom takes me out of school, but don't tell anybody that my mom takes me out of school, okay?
Oh, no, I won't. Just me and the 7,000 people around the world, that's all.
Wait, what if my principal sees this?
Hopefully he won't see it. He'll just hear it. So we'll just, you know, tell him something else, you know. We'll just tell him you were acting for a part.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. And anyway, you know, that was because you were sick that day, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember you got sick, you had, the Hollywood flu, remember?
Oh, yeah, the Hollywood flu. I remember that. Like, that was like...
Yeah, see? There you go. Yeah, it happens to the best of us, I'll tell you. A lot of people get that Hollywood flu.
It's like, it's mostly every actor. They just, like, get the Hollywood flu. It's just...
You know, sometimes they get so sick from the Hollywood flu, sometimes they can't even go to school. They have to sit at home and just do everything at home.
Yeah, totally not take so many photos.
I know. Oh, imagine. And, you know... I got to say, though, if someone took my picture when I was sick, I'll tell you, I wouldn't look half as good as half the people who get, you know, that Hollywood flu for some reason.
I agree.
There you go. Excellent. Anywho, yeah, we won't tell your principal, don't worry. So everyone, don't tell JoJo's principal that his mother takes him to auditions to become a very wealthy and famous actor model thing. Don't tell the principal. Anyway, there, I covered you.
And who needs academics?
Well, that depends. You got to know how far you got to walk on the stage, and that would take mathematics. that's where mathematics would come in. If someone says, I want you to walk 15 feet and stop and do a 34 degree angle turn, you'd have to know those numbers. That's where math and geometry comes in.
I can count to 100.
Then, yeah, walk to 100. Nice. Now, when you go on the stage, you actually have to remember how many steps to take, or you just take enough to get to the end of the stage and walk?
Take enough. Well, the director puts tape there, or some directors put tape, and then you walk there, and then you walk, and then you just take your little photos and all that, and then you walk back, and then sometimes you do the moonwalk, like I did, and then
you,
walk back, and then the, yeah, I did.
Awesome. I can moonwalk, too. Did you know that I could moonwalk?
No, I didn't.
I know, right? That's awesome you can moonwalk. Where did you learn how to do the moonwalk? That's not one of your questions. I'm just curious off the top of my head now that you said you could do the moonwalk.
YouTube.
YouTube's a great place to learn about things, let me tell you.
I know it is.
All right. That's cool. That's cool stuff, the moonwalk. I got to say, the moonwalk. I haven't seen someone do the moonwalk in forever, but that's cool. I used to do that in the ring. That's fun. Anywho, we covered that. And, yeah, this is actually a good question. Actually, some people have had to ask me questions to ask you because, you know, these are things that people want to know. So, like, when it comes to you, like, doing the photo printing and stuff like that, right, and when you work on a film or whatever, do you have a hard time looking at yourself after the thing is done? Do you know what I mean by that? Like, do you have an issue seeing yourself on TV on a commercial or seeing something you've done prior, like after the fact, or are you like, no, this is the best thing ever, look at my pictures?
I like to see myself in action because I can see where I can improve,
like
if I made a mistake, I can, like, improve where that is.
That's awesome. Because I know some people, in like actors and stuff, won't watch their stuff over again, like after they act, because they don't like watching themselves on camera. Even like the most successful actors don't watch the stuff again. Jack Nicholson doesn't watch anything he does because he doesn't want to see himself on camera. Jim Carrey's another one. Doesn't like watching himself on camera. But we all get to see it. But yeah, that's awesome that you can do that. And that's actually really, really smart. In all honesty, that's a great recommendation that I actually use that tool when it comes to, like, auditioning and stuff. But when I do casting calls, I actually record a lot of those. And then what I'll do is after we're done shooting or whenever we're done with the auditions, I'll send them their audition to the people who auditioned for me so they have those. So that way there they can, one, add that to their resume that they auditioned for this role. But also, so if there's things they think they can tweak for next time or whatever, they can add that, you know? I think that's a great idea. Very wise young man you are.
So, I'm not surprised Jack Nicholson doesn't watch his videos because The Shining was just, like, he would be dying laughing because, like, the part when he says, "Here's Johnny," it's just, like, so cringy.
So, you watch The Shining. And you think he'd be laughing at The Shining?
Yes.
Are you one of those people when you watch horror movies, you laugh at them?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you would get along with my mother. That's how I got into horror movies to begin with. My mother used to watch all these horror movies when I was growing up, and I'd actually watch them with her. And she'd look at the weirdly strange humor in them and little small little tidbits, and she'd laugh. And I can just remember her laughing. And then me laughing and her laughing about whatever it was. And now to this day, I have one of those very interesting senses of humor. So I'm going to guess you probably have a pretty good sense of humor too, huh?
Yeah, I just don't like horror movies.
You don't like what?
I don't like horror movies.
You don't like horror movies?
I like some horror movies, like The Walking Dead or something.
Oh, you watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah. You know, in the last season right now, you know.
When I was, like, 5 years old, I always used to sneak out my bedroom, and there was, like, this corner where the couch is, and then I sat there for a pretty long time, and I just watched my parents' show, like, The Walking Dead.
Nice.
And sometimes I fell asleep there, and my dad just caught me and woke me up and sent me to bed.
Yeah, nice. Nothing better than waking up to a zompocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. Yeah, we watch a lot of that here. I'm sad they're in the last season right now. But I'll find something else to watch. I usually do when I have time to watch something. Now, speaking of which, how much time do you have to watch things like that? Sounds like you're pretty busy.
Like the evenings, like once we get off of dinner, and then we just sit down, relax, get ready for bed and all that.
Oh, sweet. That's a good deal. Good deal.
Yeah. I'm not busy at night, because if I was busy at night, I'm just going to be like, okay, what's the whole point of having a TV now?
Good point. What's the point of the TV if I can't watch myself do – what's the point of me doing this modeling stuff and doing these audition roles if I can't watch myself on TV, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, hey, yeah, you got to watch it so when you show up. I used to know people that used to sit there and say, oh, the commercial's coming up. It was like a buddy of mine who did, like, he did a lot of commercials for, like, his teeth. It would just be his teeth that you would see on camera, but, oh, my teeth are coming up. And I used to, like, oh, cool, your teeth. So we used to, you know, we used to call them teeth. It sounds like are you also gifted in the art of sarcasm?
Yes. I'm very literal.
I kind of picked that. What's that?
My dad calls me a literal boy.
Yeah? Nice. It's funny. Awesome. Now, I guess I got to go back to your questions here. Let's see. We already covered that. And, okay, so actually, speaking of your dad and the stuff, what kind of roles do, like, do your parents play in your success and stuff like that? I know your mom is very hard working, doing a great job at it. I'm sure dad sounds like he's an awesome guy, too, considering he's watching great shows on television. I have a lot of – and he likes wrestling, too, I heard. So that's good stuff, too. So they're already winners in my book. But how do they get involved, and how does that help you and get to where you need to be, you think?
So my dad just supports me and say, yay, just keep on doing this. You'll be awesome in your life. My mom is a big supporter. She takes pictures of me so I can get ready in the real modeling world.
Yeah, yeah.
This is basically like training for me.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Now, when you do auditions. What is that?
Yes, I do. My mom's a director and a manager for me.
Awesome. Awesome. That's usually most people's mothers, just so you know. It's just yours is more in the entertainment world. That's good.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's almost good to have that. That's awesome. And it sounds like you guys get along pretty well, too, huh?
Yes, a lot.
That's you got to have that. It's important sometimes. It's good stuff. Now, so how do your friends and stuff react when your other, like, family and stuff like that? When they see, like, JoJo, their buddy, on the side of the billboard, like, what do they say? Or are they like, oh, that's just JoJo again?
So my friends on Instagram, they follow me and they support me.
Yeah.
They give comments and they just keep on supporting me. Like my friend TJ says, oh, you can do this and all that. And then my friend CJ says, you can do it. Like he's one of my friends on Instagram, my bad, Instagram, and he
That's
goes
cool.
to the skating rink, the DeLand skating rink,
mm-hmm.
with me.
That's cool stuff. Oh, you skate too?
I roller skate.
How did I miss that? Oh, yeah, I missed that question about what do you do for fun. I'm sorry, because we were sitting there talking about all the other stuff. So what are all these, what are the, like, the fun things you do outside of the modeling stuff? You roller skate too? Like, roller skate or roller blade? There's a difference.
I roller skate, I skateboard, I play my bike, I play basketball, I play football, I play baseball, I play soccer. Yeah.
So you're an active guy, huh?
And I eat a little too much.
You eat a little too much?
Yeah, because my dad said, you know those hot dog competitions where you can, how many hot dogs you can eat? My dad said that once to me.
Really?
Because
wow.
I ate so much.
And
but I'm getting in shape.
Where do you put it? Because I don't see it in anywhere. Where is that evidence? There's no evidence to this. Are you one of those people with the high burning off the energy thing?
I'm very
metabolism,
active.
They call it. Sorry, metabolism is the word I was looking for.
Yes, I have a very short metabolism.
There you go. Yeah, I had a friend of mine like that. He could eat whatever he wanted, and he would never gain anything. And actually, when I was a lot smaller, when I was younger, I had the same thing because I was also a very picky eater growing up. Growing up, I was very picky. Like, I couldn't have anything with sauce on it. I couldn't have anything that was very complicated. If only my grandmother got to see me now, she'd be like, what happened to that kid? Because now I eat everything. But you know, when you go to the gym and you're working and you're constantly doing stuff, it sounds like you're very active in various sports and wherever else. That'll actually burn a lot of that stuff off. So that actually makes sense to eat that big. What's that?
I have a mixed family. My mom's English and my dad's Portuguese.
Wow. So you're
and
a cross
I eat
between
a lot
the
of
two.
Yeah, and I'm from Orlando.
And you're from Orlando. Nice. That's awesome. How's the dynamic there? How does that English and the Portuguese? I bet when they're angry, it's very loud.
Yes.
But also very animated. I would actually probably sit there and watch, to be honest with you, because I mean, I love watching people's like expressions and stuff. So
people. I'm just going to say you really don't want to be in between them when they argue because my mom will throw
knives. I'd be in the corner watching with popcorn.
My mom throws knives in the sink, and then she slams their plate in the sink and goes, ah!
That's an English thing?
Yes. And my dad just goes, Jesus Christ!
Sounds like my house. That's awesome. That's
yes.
Nothing.
My dad, when my mom gets angry, he just tries not to laugh so much.
Yeah, it's usually me. I don't get angry very often, and usually...
Because she has an English accent. Every time she gets mad, she goes into her English version, and it's like, nothing. I was about to say something, but
you want to hear a fun fact? This is something a lot of people know about you, about me. I was actually taught how to talk by my grandmother, who is from Ireland, and she had the Irish brogue. You know what the Irish brogue is? I mean, English and Irish are a little different, but they still have that dialect, right? You ever heard someone from Ireland talk? Well,
yes,
my grandmother taught me how to talk, even though I lived in the States most of my life, all of my life, because she taught me how to talk, and around her a lot, my younger days, I actually will slip into my brogue without even knowing I have it, and I'll sometimes, if I talk to someone who has, like, the English or the Irish brogue for long enough, I'll slip into it without even knowing that, and then I'll mumble for the rest of the day because no one else can understand me unless you're Irish or English. fun trivia. Not a lot of people know that, so that you just got to learn a new skill about me.
Well,
or not a skill, it's just something I have.
When that happens, maybe my mom can translate because, like, she's just like, oh, my God, or something like that. Or short.
Oh, she does
crochet. Something like that.
Who doesn't, does she? Just a wee bit, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Just does it just a wee bit, does she? She just does just a little bit, right? All right. Sorry, that was me slipping into my accents. Anyway.
It sounds
fun
Scottish.
Stuff. Scottish? No, I have those friends who are Scottish. They roll their tongues. Anywho, that's fun.
What about freedom?
Yeah. What about freedom?
Freedom! Braveheart. What about Braveheart?
Oh, that's a great movie. I bet you never seen that either, because that's another one of those movies you probably hid behind the couch watching when mom and dad were watching it, huh?
Sit right in front of my mom and dad.
That's awesome, because that's a great movie. That's one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, but my mom thought at the ending, she thought that bad thing was going to happen, but it really didn't. So she made me hide under the covers for the last part where they strapped him down.
I see.
Said it's really bad. It was really bad.
Yeah, it was sad.
That was probably what happened in real life.
Yeah, William Wallace was a madman. He was a leader, that's for sure. Anywho, let's see, where am I as I with these questions here? See, isn't this a lot easier than it sounds? It sounds
yes,
a lot more pressured than otherwise, huh? And you also don't
yeah,
sound nervous.
I thought...
You're not nervous anymore, huh?
No, I am not.
That was interesting. Now,
I know.
So you roller skate. I can also roller skate, by the way. I can't rollerblade to save my life, though. Which is odd, because I can ski, and I can surf, and I can do all these other things, but I can't, and I can ice, I already said ice skate, and I can roller skate, but I can't rollerblade. I don't know what sense that makes.
I don't rollerblade. I only roller skate.
Yeah, I like roller skating. No one does that anymore. So, you know, props to us guys who still have that skill to do roller skating. I don't even know we can get roller skates anymore.
And I was looking in where I could do roller derby.
Roller derby? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ambitious you are. Roller derby. That's a hardcore thing. You know that wrestling and roller derby are kind of go hand in hand. Those are two very common things, especially around the southern part of the United States. Roller derby is very popular, I find. And actually,
yes,
we still like roller derby. Anyone who's into wrestling usually likes roller derby too. I don't know why that is, but it is a thing. That's cool stuff, and it takes a lot of skill.
Because you're able to hit people when you're allowed. That's probably
yeah.
why. It's just like wrestling, so you won't go to jail for it, and you won't get a fine for it. Because if you
yeah.
hit somebody in the street, you're going to get a fine or go to jail. But in roller derby, you're allowed to hit people, and in wrestling, you're allowed to body slam people. So that's why
that's
when people
point.
Wrestle, they like yeah. roller derby because it's contact.
That's probably why people like the UFC, too, huh? Because they just like to make people tap and cry and stuff, right?
They just want to hit people because they're probably angry after the day of work. They just want to go,
That explains a lot of the UFC guys right there.
Like,
they're tired at the
like,
long end of the day, so that poor Conor McGregor, he's such a tired guy, you know?
what if you, like, get fired or something? You just want to... But you have a USC competition coming up, like in 3 hours,
whoa.
And you're still angry because you got fired. Just imagine that little face of that that's your boss, right? That's your boss, and then you is just like sitting over the desk, right? And then you imagine the coworker too that got you fired because he snitched on you for spilling coffee on him on accident, and then you just and then you have the boss again, and then you go and then you just keep on imagining that, and then you win the fight.
Yeah, you know what else I would do after I got done winning my fight and getting the money that UFC pays me to win? I'd send it to my boss and say, "Ha, I make more than you. Now what?" That's just me. Anywho, back to these fun questions here. So you do a lot of fun things. So now, what kind of movies and television and books and whatnot and music do you like the most?
So my favorite book is Harry Potter, and my favorite music is Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
I know that
and
song.
And my favorite TV show is Top Model. And
Ooh.
My favorite movie is Fast and Furious.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious. Which one? Which Fast and the Furious? All of them or just one of them?
All of them.
All of them. I used to like those, too, until my son just found them. And then we had to watch nothing but the Fast and the Furious movies. So now I can take a break from the Fast and the Furious movies. But they're fun. It's a good time. And actually, Dwayne's in there, and I think John Cena was in one of those as well. And Jason Statham, I mean, come on. Jason Statham's awesome. But anyway.
Did you see, I know you know John Cena.
Yep, ish. I know the prototype, and actually, Jazz Vengeance has a win over the prototype. And that's some fun trivia, too.
You know Undertaker, right?
I do. I know a lot of those guys. I work for a lot. Actually, like I said, Undertaker is still around. He's just not around.
And I hear that you're a writer. Have you ever written any books?
I am writing a novel. I'm writing right now I'm in the process of writing my memoir right now. Which is an autobiography about my life, so I can help people to kind of, you know, realize that it doesn't matter how bad things can get and where you come from in life, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do in life, because I love to prove people wrong. It's one of my favorite things to do, and I've been doing it a long time. I mean, if you were challenged enough, you silence the critics, right? And whenever
yes.
someone doubts me, that gives me even more inspiration to win, you know, to do something like graduating high school with honors. When in sixth grade, I had relatives who told me they didn't even think I was going to make it through school. I said, oh, yeah? Let's see. Not only did I make it through school, from seventh grade to 12th grade, back to back, I was on either the honor roll or the high honor roll every semester, and I graduated high school 14th in class with honors. So that's how determination gets, you know what I mean? So always, that's also the bullies we got to deal with, too. You silence them
that's
by doing the same
exciting.
Thing.
That's very exciting.
What's that?
That is very exciting.
Yeah, right? Not to mention the fact I started wrestling school when I was 18, and I was only 6 feet tall at that time, and I'm still 6 feet tall, actually. But back, you know, a lot of people, when they think of a pro wrestler, they think of these big, giant people. But I was always in the gym also because I like to work out because I was on a lot of the school sports. I played football, which most people in America call soccer. I was on the wrestling team, which is high school wrestling, and I was on the swim team, constantly in the gym lifting weights, and I also did martial arts on the weekends. I bowled candlepin, which I don't know if you know what candlepin is. Do you know candlepin bowling?
No.
Candlepin bowling is a different type of bowling. I'm sure you've been bowling before, correct?
Yes, many times.
Most likely 10-pin, right?
Yes.
Well, fun trivia. Candlepin bowling is only really a New England thing, which is where I'm from. And candlepin bowling was started in Worcester, Mass., and a long time ago was founded there. And people around this area in New England and up in Nova Scotia even play candlepin bowling, which is, you know, rare. It's like 10-pin, only it's smaller balls, and the pins are kind of shaped like candles. And you get three balls instead of two, and you get to use the wood that it lays down. That's the biggest differences between the two, between 10-pin, which are the bigger balls. You know how the bigger balls, you can put your fingers in the holes and stuff? Well, a candlepin ball is smaller, and it fits in your palm of your hand, and there's no holes. It looks like a softball, and you throw that. Fun stuff, huh?
Sounds very cool and exciting.
It is. So that's cool stuff. Now, I'm almost done, I think, with all these questions. I know this is fun. Are you having fun?
Yes.
That's
very
not one
excited.
Of the questions on here. I'm just making sure you're having fun. All right, cool.
I am.
Awesome. Anywho, now, outside of, like, so what kind of games do you like to play? Do you like to play games at all? I know you play sports and stuff, but, like, do you play board games? Do you play video games? Or what do you do? Any games involved?
I like playing outdoors. I'm an outdoor kid, but I do have some games on my phone, and I do play tag a lot and hide and seek.
Classics. Those are classics. I wish people played that around more.
And I have this board game. It's like with marbles. It's like I play chess too.
You play chess? Oh man.
Yeah.
How about checkers?
And I play checkers.
Checkers? You don't play checkers.
Yes.
Oh no. Don't go to that. Yeah, checkers is one of my games right there. Chess, I used to be good with chess, but I find checkers I could be a little bit more devious. I love checkers. Anyway, now, speaking of which, when you play these, you know, tag and whatever, are you competitive, do you think, or no?
Very much. Like, if I don't tag somebody, I scream, but I don't give up. I run even faster.
There you go. That's good. That's a good thing. You ever played Reeve?
I rage quit for a second. Huh?
What's that?
What?
What happened?
I rage and then I run faster.
Yeah, rage and then I run faster. It depends on where the rage is going, as long as you're running. But have you ever tried to play the game Reeve-io?
No.
Reeve-io is kind of a combination between hide and seek and tag. So the object will be... What's that?
Hide and seek tag, where you hide and then when you find that player, you have to tag them?
Sort of. It's Reeve-io, it's called. You got to capture them. And then what happens is when you find one of the people, then they become kind of like your soldiers. And then you have them go and help you fight. You have to be the one to capture them. And you got to get the whole other team, or you got to get everyone else. It's a lot of fun. We used to play that a lot. But that's a thing we haven't played in years, too. Fun stuff, though.
Never heard of it. Never heard
of it.
Yeah,
I know.
Like,
it's an older game. It's a very old, it's kind of like right up there with Kick the Can and, you know, all those old school games we played back in the day. Marbles. All those fun things. Kickball, which we used to play a lot. Wiffle ball. extreme wiffle ball. Extreme frisbee. All those fun things. So what's obviously we already covered your sports. You're into a lot of those different sports, which is awesome. Now, out of all those sports, which one do you think you like the most?
Football.
Football?
And roller skating.
Now, you say football. You're talking
and
about American football, right?
Yes, and roller skating.
And roller skating. Wow, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Roller skating is one of my passions. And
modeling. And
modeling. And
acting. And
acting.
And watching Walking Dead and watching some
and,
horror movies, right?
And electric guitar.
An electric guitar. Yeah, I heard about that. I heard you're into music, too. That's interesting stuff. By the way, I sent you a video. Did you see the video I sent you guys?
No.
Stephen King.
Yeah, I sent you a video of Stephen King playing guitar in his band. Stephen King, who, as you know, most people know, I've been working with here and there on some projects, and he's been helping me with my he gave me the tip for my novel, which is awesome, and then which is an autobiography, like I said. But he's also awesome, huge music guy. He loves music. He writes when he listens to music, and I actually do that myself before I even knew he did that. So it's kind of one of those cool things.
My mom hasn't showed me that video yet.
I'm sure she will. She's been busy. And she'll show it to you. It's out there, though. He's actually quite he's actually really good. He plays the guitar, and I think he can play the harmonica too, Stephen King. He does a few different songs, a lot of like the old rock songs, because that's kind of what he likes, like the Rolling Stones and things like that. Speaking of music, what kind of music do you usually like? You said the Seven Nation Armies, right?
What? I like Pink Floyd.
What's that?
Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd? What are your favorite Pink Floyd songs?
Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon. I used to like Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd's good stuff. I liked Hey You, and I liked Another Brick in the Wall. I think everyone knows Another Brick in the Wall. It's one of those songs everybody knows.
And I like Wish You Were Here.
Wish You Were Here Now. Yeah, that's another good one. I actually had a roommate that used to play Pink Floyd albums when he was going to bed at night. And sometimes it was okay, and sometimes certain songs of Pink Floyd are not good to sleep to, let me tell you. Some of those songs are not easy to sleep through, but they're fun. I like Pink Floyd. They're good stuff. Now, let's see. We covered that. So, obviously, you heard I'm a pro wrestler. How do you like pro wrestling? You like pro wrestling?
Yes, I love it.
You love it, huh? What do you love about pro wrestling?
I have to be honest, it's the choke slams and the slams.
You like the slams?
Yeah.
Wow.
To me, they're kind of satisfying.
They're satisfying.
Because just to hear the thud, it's like...
To hear the thud of throwing people around. I like that. That's a funny way to... I'm going to have to tell that to some friends of mine who'd wrestle. That's awesome. I've never heard someone say mesmerizing listening to someone get slammed.
I got a question.
I have answers.
Okay. So, you know how we're going on live right now? Is there people like in the chat? Like, is there like people watching it, like, but chatting at the same time? Like, it shows
this
you all
right
like
here?
The chat?
Well, this is a radio podcast, so everyone's listening to this worldwide right now, live. And then what's going to happen is after this, it's going to go on to all of the places in which this podcast is picked up by. For example, Spotify, Apple iTunes, and everything else. And then people can download this episode and listen to this all of their time so they can listen to JoJo and, all that stuff and whatnot. So some people are listening live right now as we speak. Probably most people all over the world, like I said. And then also the people who might not make it will get to hear it on Spotify and iTunes and, Blog Talk Radio, pretty much any other of the podcast networks. And then they're listening to that whenever they want. And they can download it if they want. Fun stuff.
Cool.
Who? Did you ask who or oh?
Cool.
But it's not like Instagram Live where you have a bunch of people who, say a bunch of things in the thing. It doesn't work that way because this is a radio show. lives are a little differently. They're, videos and then people talk. And sometimes, that can get interesting too, which is another question we had as far as seeing how, you do a lot of modeling and things like that and you do a lot of the acting things. Do you have to deal with a lot of hating or a lot of bullying stuff as far as that goes? And how do you deal with that?
Well, there is no cyberbullying on this account. If there is, we're going to ban them.
That's a good way to put it. That's a great way to deal with it.
I have been bullied with a kid. Do you want me to tell you a story about it?
We love stories. JoJo's going to tell us a story. Let's hear a story.
So I was bullied when I was younger because I had a long hair, and everyone called me a girl. Even McDonald's. Seriously, McDonald's would give me a girl toy, and I had to say, no, I'm a boy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just because you had long hair?
Yeah, because even once I went out of the store, I wasn't going to say anything, and you said, remember, your daughter is like cute or something like that. And I was like, what'd you call me? But you didn't say he's a boy.
Hmm.
Yeah, why'd you not say anything? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because I thought you were a very cute boy.
Yeah, but you call me a girl.
Well, they all call you girls.
I know, even my friends call me a girl.
But it toughened you up, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having long hair. I know plenty of people have long hair. I know half my wrestling buddies have long hair. Let's hear someone tell The Undertaker he's a girl.
Yeah.
That's probably the last thing someone says to Mark Calloway.
Yeah.
Or my buddy AJ Styles, or my buddy, well, Phil cut his hair, CM Punk, but AJ has pretty good long hair still. Actually, he has better hair than I do. I'm a little jealous. I can't get my hair to go down. It goes up. I don't like it. But it is what it is. But
you can
that's unfortunate.
Try a straightener.
What's that? Yeah.
You can try a straightener or gel.
Yeah, I've tried all of that. My hair does whatever it wants to do. I've given up on my hair. But you know what? What's awesome about my hair is I can actually comb it. It just stays there. It's awesome. But it just doesn't go up or down. It just doesn't go down, unfortunately. Like, actually, I know when I need a haircut when I'm either told I look like John Travolta or Elvis. If I get told those things, then I know it's time for me to cut my hair. And right now,
okay.
I'm like old school Elvis right now.
Okay, now that Elvis name calling is cool. So whoever calls you Elvis, just say thank you and walk away, because now that you're talking about like 80s. The king of rock.
70s.
70s.
But yeah,
okay.
You're correct. That stuff doesn't bother me anyway.
I don't know my rock, old rock. My mom and dad are trying to introduce me old rock.
Oh, okay. I have faith in mom and dad.
Oh,
then
yeah.
I know they're going to show you the right stuff then. They're good stuff. Seeing how they already have awesome taste in television and movies, I know they're going to be okay with music too, I hope.
R-E-M
no Justin Bieber,
beautiful.
Right? How do you feel about Justin Bieber?
Everybody calls me Justin Bieber.
So I'm going to think you don't like Justin Bieber because people call you that, right?
You like it.
I like some of his music.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's okay. We accept everybody here. You're at the FL headquarters. We don't mind. We like everybody.
Oh, my God. Okay, my bad. So I look like Justin Bieber after the nose job.
After the nose job.
Because he had a big nose when he was younger. I mean, humongous.
Yeah. He's a piece of...
Sorry, Justin Bieber, if you're watching this. I'm hearing it.
Who?
Justin
are you
Bieber.
Saying if Justin Bieber's hearing it, you're not? Are you trying to give a shout out to Justin Bieber?
No, I'm just trying to say sorry to him if he's.
Oh, you're saying sorry to Justin Bieber?
Yeah, because I said he has a humongous nose.
Oh man, if Justin Bieber's listening to this show, then I should be the one to apologize to him, considering we were supposed to be
the nose job.
Back a couple of years ago, he was actually supposed to have a UFC fight with me. A long time ago, 2 years ago,
actually?
Just before the pandemic. Yeah, fun trivia.
Like, you're being dead serious.
Well, what happened was, see, apparently Justin Bieber has been training with Floyd Mayweather or whatever, and he's been wanting to get into the UFC. He wanted to get into the fighting thing. And back in my wrestling days, when I was a character called Jazz Fitness, I was a bad guy. And I had cut a promo calling out Justin Bieber back then, like when Justin Bieber was like the popular individual, like the greatest thing ever. I was a bad guy wrestler, so of course I had to make fun of Justin Bieber because he's like everyone loves him because I'm a bad guy, so I'm supposed to make sure everyone hates me. So there you go. But years and years later, after I retired from wrestling in-ring competition 2019, the same year I got inducted into the Hall of Fame, he had made a comment to Tom Cruise, and he had called out Tom Cruise for a UFC fight. And Tom Cruise is like in his 50s. And then when Tom Cruise, you know, it was, this is online, of course, he was saying he wanted to fight Tom Cruise. And then when Tom Cruise said, okay, if he wants to fight in the UFC, and then when that happened, then he was like, oh, no, I'm just playing with you, Tom Cruise. I don't want to fight you. But because I was still in character almost, I said, well, I'll fight you if you really want to. You want to pick on poor old Tom Cruise knowing he wasn't going to fight you? So, you know, as the storyline goes, but in real life, I have some combat training. I trained in martial arts when I was younger. And I did a lot of those combat, like a lot of the stuff we did back in the early 80s and in the early 90s was what they would turn into the MMA, because I was cross-trained in multiple forms of disciplines. And so I did a lot of those tournaments back in the day, like the ones you spoke about earlier. I've done a lot of those, but I stopped doing that so I could do wrestling, because, you know, wrestling takes a little bit more time and is a little less crazy than the body. But anyway, but in general, we were supposed to have a fight, not this summer, because Dana White, who runs the UFC, he had said that Justin Bieber is looking to have some type of like a exhibition fight with someone. So an exhibition fight is like not a huge, like, you know, it's not obviously for a championship or anything like that in the UFC. It's more like a just like a sparring session kind of a thing, or like a fun little something to get people to watch. Kind of like what Logan Paul or Jake Paul or whatever his name is kind of does. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If Justin Bieber doesn't want to fight you, I'll do it.
Well, Justin Bieber was supposed to fight me, but he didn't want to fight me. Well, he was supposed to fight me, and then the pandemic hit, so we couldn't do that. And then when he said, okay, we're going to fight again, and then they were supposed to have it this past summer, and then they decided to cancel it again. So it is what it is.
So
it's fun,
I don't like
it's fun
him,
rivalry.
So
what's that?
So I don't like him, so I'll fight him. You know why?
Oh, I appreciate
because I'm
that.
A black belt in martial arts.
Well, I'll tell you what. You could be my corner man when I go down there and I make him tap out like a little girl. I'm just kidding. I'm not like that at all. But I was preparing for that, and now apparently no, that fight won't happen now. But if it ever does, I'll have you come in as my corner man. You can watch.
Wait, actually, like seriously?
What?
Like seriously?
What, I would have you as my corner man?
Yeah.
Well, I had a bunch of people training me anyway. I'll have people I'll have you in my corner. I don't care. I have people there. I can have whoever. I mean, my friend Dan was helping me train, and I don't know if you ever heard of Ken Shamrock, another guy who helped me train. Chuck Hudo was started by Chuck Norris. I mean, that's, you know, someone who is, I think people have heard of him once or twice. And Justin Bieber was trained by Floyd Mayweather. Conor McGregor even offered to come over and help me train when I heard I was going to fight Justin Bieber because he was training with Floyd Mayweather. So anyway, that's a fun trivia there. Anywho, back to the – I'm almost done with these 14 questions that we had. I know these are fun, huh?
Yes, very fun.
Where am I at, anyway? Yeah, right? A lot easier than it sounded, huh? Here's one. So what do you think the fun facts about you that someone would be surprised to learn? I mean, we learned a lot about you today as it is. I'm already amazed you could do the moonwalk and everything else I've already heard so far. But what do you think something would be like, if someone who never met you before, what do you think they'd be surprised to learn about you that you don't think anybody else does?
I'm a first degree black belt in karate.
Awesome.
And I can do magic tricks.
You can do magic tricks?
Yeah.
What type of magic tricks?
That's what I can shove a pencil up my nose and it can come out my mouth.
That's original.
I
only know one
magic
trick.
Into a dress.
What's that?
I can make a pair of pants into a dress.
That's interesting too. I can't even see how that works. That's original though.
It's on my Instagram, but it's not really a magic trick. It's just a tutorial.
Yeah, nice. So
it's like a magic trick in work.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I know one card trick. I only know one, and I actually think I can do it virtually, but I don't think I can do it now, obviously, because I need someone to watch. But next time I do a live, I'll have to see if you guys are on. You can see if you can do the trick with me. That'll be fine. I know one card trick, and it's actually pretty epic. But
yes,
it's pretty cool.
I would love that.
I bet. So yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to be doing an online concert pretty much soon, where I'm going to be singing a bunch of holiday classics to kind of brighten people's moods on Instagram and whatnot, because, I don't know, people are not always as cheerful as they should be around these times. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be singing some Christmas songs and some holiday songs and some of my own, either tomorrow or one
that.
Of these days soon. What I'm going to see is I was thinking for the last song, I'm trying to get a bunch of people together to help out with the last song and sing a little piece of the last song. You know what the last song I'm going to be doing is? It's a cover.
What's it going to be?
Do They Know It's Christmas? Do you know that song?
What?
Mom knows it. Mom's already got a cool points all over the place. You know, I heard her singing that in the background. That's awesome.
Mom's here. Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing that live, and it was fabulous.
I still watch it. It's great.
It was fabulous.
I actually did extra work up here in New England. They were filming Stepfathers 2. What the heck is that movie? Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. I want to say it was Stepfathers, right? Stepfathers 2. I think that's what it's called. Anyway, Daddy's Home. That's what it was called. My bad. I was actually they were filming part of the movie up here in New England in one of the movie theaters, and they filmed the end scene was Will Ferrell and all these people did it at a movie theater saying that song at the end of the movie. And I thought, well, you know what? That's epic. I should do that. I should get a bunch of people on Instagram to come on live and sing parts of this song to just bring people some smiles, at least, and let people know that life's not as bad as they think it is. You know what I mean?
If I'm one of the people there, that would be epic, like the epic theaters here.
Right. Well, I was thinking about bringing people on Instagram live. Like if I go on Instagram live and the last song, I'm going to have people kind of chime in and they're going to sing different pieces of the song, kind of like how it works. It's kind of sung like We Are the World, where everyone sings like a little verse and then they do the chorus. And I said, well, I saw you did a rock concert. You were doing a rock concert recently? Were you playing with a band?
Yes, the Stormy Black Knights.
The name of your group is what?
The Stormy Black Knight.
Awesome. What kind of music do you guys play?
We play classic rock.
Classic rock? Like what?
When we get into like Rock Band 2 or Rock Band 3, they do like Rolling Stones. They do Beat It by Michael Jackson. Just Beat It. Yeah, they do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And which song did you like?
And I just started like... we learned All Star by Smash Mouth.
That's classic rock. Now I feel old. Thanks. That's 90s Smash Mouth. Now I feel old. That's awesome, though, too.
I did Deep Purple by myself.
Oh, that's one of the earliest songs you learn when you're learning to learn guitar, I find. That's the go-to song. Because that riff is one of the easiest ones to learn. What's that?
Smoke on the Water by
Smoke on the Water. You know that's the one. That's the song they teach you in music class to learn the chords.
Down, 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 down. What?
I actually
And my mom taught me that song.
Your mom taught you that? Again, mom's got cool points all over the place. She's got awesome music taste. It's too bad
she plays
you guys are all the way down there in Florida. We could be rocking out all the time. It'd be fun.
My mom plays electric guitar too.
Wow. You know, I actually have been playing. I can play anything with keys, as far as like keyboard, piano, organ, things of that nature. I'm also self-taught. I keep wanting to bring my keyboard with me, but my wife won't let me. I'm very sad about this. But I can actually play anything with keys. I've always liked anything with keys, keyboard, piano, organ. And more fun trivia that not a lot of people know is when I was younger, my aunt and stuff was in the choir at church, and I used to during the choir rehearsal, sometimes when the organist was out sick, I got to play that organ when they were sick. So I thought that was kind of awesome. Ever played
that
a church organ before? What's that?
No, but that was very exciting.
It was. It was something. Granted, it was only choir practice. So what's up?
Was it scary?
What, playing an organ?
Was it in front of a lot of people?
Well, during the church choir, usually during rehearsals and stuff, like when the organist, if the organist was out sick, like the person who plays the piano while all the women sing.
I thought it was during the gospel church time.
Oh, no, it wasn't during church. They had he would miraculously heal by then, but I myself performed in front of people doing that myself, like songs I've written and stuff. I did that in like second grade. I was writing my own stuff and performing out there. And that's amazing too, because I used to be very shy.
Dang, that's awesome.
Yeah. Do you do any writing at all? Like in general?
My mom writes songs for me.
Does she? That's good stuff.
Raps for me.
Raps?
Rap.
Oh, you can rap?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, is that kind of the genre? Well, you say you like the Seven Nation Army. That's more rockish,
yeah.
I guess.
Huh?
You like rap better than...
A little bit. I like rap rock.
Rap rock? So like Run DMC?
Yeah.
I like Run DMC. I know them. I'm old.
If you look up what's that? Oh, if you look up Popular Monster.
Oh my goodness.
Popular Monster.
Oh, that's a good song. Mm-hmm. I'll check that out. When I was still wrestling, I actually worked for some guys who used to do a lot of that rap rock stuff who actually had their own wrestling company. That's actually the company where I got injured in. The one injury I've had was with the Insane Clown Posse. You ever hear of them? Yeah, don't listen to their music. It's not appropriate. But Insane Clown Posse did like a lot of rap rock, and they did a lot of that. They dressed like clowns. That's kind of their gimmick in music and in wrestling. And they rap about various things. And that's where the term juggalos come from. Their fans are called juggalos and whatnot. And I actually worked for their company back in a long time ago called Juggalo Championship Wrestling, back in my wrestling days when I was Jazz Vengeance still.
I hate clowns.
You hate clowns? You probably shouldn't see Pit then.
My mom's going to make me.
Your mom's going to make you watch it?
Yes, she makes me watch horror movies.
I do not, you monkey.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Sometimes you do.
No, I don't.
You can make me watch it.
Really? Are we arguing on radio?
No.
I think it's amusing.
No,
he's
not going to watch it.
Yeah, I
don't know where that's got into his head. I think he's probably getting a bit tired.
Yeah, I gotcha. Anywho, I think it's been great. And I apologize about the early stages of this thing where this thing was technical difficulties or whatever. Welcome to the showbiz, I guess, though, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway, before we wrap things up, is there any questions you had for me?
Yes, I did. I have four questions and one question that I wish.
Okay.
So first question. What do you like about wrestling?
What do I like about wrestling? I like the performance factor. I like the adrenaline I get out of it. I love being in front of the large group and being able to know that I control that audience. I can either make them love me or hate them at a drop of a hat. And it's a roar that only performers get. That's what I love about wrestling.
Yes. So the second one is, I already asked you this question. I hear that you're a writer. Have you ever written any books?
Books. I've written a lot of short stories, and I'm actually compiling a lot of them called the Friendar series, which is like it's a short story series that features around a character in the F4L, kind of a life thing, and in which, like, Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees are good guys in this storyline because the lead character saved them when they were younger and, you know, protected them and stuff like that. So they turned them into good guys. And the Friendar series, I wrote a lot of those. I started that when I was 11, and I stopped about 2019 writing that series. And the idea is to get all of those compiled and put them into one book. So, like, the Friendar series, that would be something that's coming out soon. And as far as other things I've written, I've pretty much written everything that there is. I love writing. I just completed a stage play, which I've never written before. That was a little bit of a fun time. So I just got done with that. And obviously screenplays, I've written a lot of those. Usually I turn those into my own movies, but sometimes, like, in Stephen King's case, I took one of his short stories, I adapted that, and I did that for him, and then I've worked a lot of the scripts for that, written some song lyrics and things of that nature. Some of the songs have been chosen for, like, different of those award show type things, or those shows like Britain's Got Talent or whatever. A lot of those songs I wrote for lyrics have been used for them. My cousin, who is a singer, I wrote him a few things. He's from here in Rhode Island, and things of that nature. So books, I'm working on the novel now, but I've written pretty much everything. But go ahead.
So, number three, well, that's very exciting. Very, very exciting. So for number three, I hear that you're a father. How many kids do you have? You don't mind me asking.
Oh, I don't mind at all. I have two. I have a son and a daughter. My daughter's older. And my son just turned 19. My daughter is 20, and she's going to be 21 in July. They both make me feel older than I am. they keep me young and energetic, and they're awesome. We support everything they do, and they're both hardworking already. My son just graduated high school. My daughter did that a couple of years ago. Both of them are working. My daughter works two jobs, actually. my daughter is more the artistic and the joking. Well, actually, both of them have the sarcastic sense of humor. It's kind of a family trait. My son has a lot of my physical attributes. He looks like me. My daughter has my personality. I'm more of like an outgoing and optimistic individual. That's tends to be what my daughter does. And I also like to get into adventures, and I'll do things, and I like to, you know, get a lot of things done. My son is a little bit more laid back, and he likes sports and things like that. They're both very competitive, like me. But one of the things we really enjoy is family game night. We do that every so often, where we'll bust out the old school, like, board games, and we'll play as a family. And we really enjoy that, my wife, the kids and stuff. And we still play that now. The games change, but, you know, we have a lot of good times and stuff. My son just went to his first basketball game. He went to his first Celtics game recently. Of course, growing up with a wrestler, with two wrestlers, they got to meet countless wrestlers and stuff growing up. They've been on set with me a few times, but they're not really into the whole acting type thing. My son does, as you know or heard of, my son and I work on the YouTube show together still. His whole thing is he wants to be either a gamer or a YouTuber type of thing. And so my wrestling show kind of helps him with that, as far as we book the wrestling shows I do on YouTube and stuff like that together. So they're awesome. And they're both named after wrestlers.
The fourth question. I know this is a weird one, but how do you go live on YouTube?
How do I go live on YouTube?
How do I go live on YouTube?
You want to go, how do you go live on YouTube? Like as far as like YouTube Live or as far as putting stuff on YouTube?
Like YouTube Live.
YouTube Live is kind of interesting. Getting used to that. YouTube Live, you have to have an account, first of all, obviously. If you only have a YouTube account, that's the first thing. I've seen you're already on YouTube. But what you would do is now they have a feature where you just hit the live when it goes to sharing, and you just follow it from there. I think supposedly there used to be like a cutoff. You have to have so many followers or whatever to do that, but that's not the case anymore.
They say that you have to have 1,000 followers.
Yeah, I don't know about that, considering I can do a YouTube Live, but I also have like 7 pages on YouTube, so I've been around YouTube for a while. So I guess in that aspect, if you counted them all up, maybe I have over 1,000 something. I don't know. I don't even keep track of all that stuff. I'm more about interacting and make sure people are enjoying whatever they're putting out. And I don't go on like I used to. When I was still wrestling and stuff like that, I did a lot of my promos on YouTube. That's how I started. That's how the YouTube sensation Jazz Fitness really got his gimmick. Because, you know, the incorporated, you know, putting the YouTube videos of Jazz Fitness in his working out routines up on YouTube. And because of that, that's what really made him popular, that character. So that's kind of where that's my introduction to YouTube really was doing Jazz Fitness. I didn't even really use YouTube yet. But then after that, I started having to do a lot of those. And then I did a lot of public speaking on there. I did a lot of talking about bullying and stuff like that and telling people they needed to stop and various things like that. And I just took it over from there. And then, of course, the YouTube show. My son and I have been doing it since he was 11. Now he's 19. So does that answer that question? As far as live goes, it's just you got to hit live now. I think that's pretty much how it works now. They just changed a lot of that recently. I think you should be able to go live now.
So,
it's just a matter of how do you do it, that's all.
So, you know how you're talking about all that bullying on YouTube?
Yes. Yep.
You should put out in the world about the golden rule.
I agree the golden rule. I live the F4 lifestyle. do you know what it is to be F4L?
No.
Well, the F4L is the lifestyle in which a person who celebrates lifestyle of the F4L is with love, caring, compassion, understanding, and respect for each other's differences. So every single day of my life, because I'm F4L, that's how I treat everyone else, and that's how I look at everything. And those who are F4L live the same way. And those people who celebrate those things, they're a part of the family, and that's where the F4L comes from. So, in that aspect, the golden rule is kind of right in the middle of that. Treat others the way you want to be treated, right?
Yes, that's our family.
What is?
The golden rule.
The golden rule? Well,
yeah.
You're on this podcast now, so now I guess you're part of the F4L now too, huh?
Yep.
Which means, you know, we have love, care, and compassion, understanding, respect for each other's differences. That's what we do anyway in the F4L. And I think that's how everyone should be. I honestly think if more people used either the golden rule or the F4L model, there wouldn't really be a lot of problems anywhere else because there really wouldn't be any room for bullying or fighting in general, because respecting others' differences would mean, you know, you like rap, I might like rock, but I respect you enough that I'm not going to not like you because you like rock. You know what I mean? Or for example, you like to have long hair. I like to have short hair. You know what I mean? And that's what being F4L is, and being supportive of that and not hating on someone because they choose to do something different than everyone else. You like modeling, people who like, you know, singing. There are people who like wrestling. There are people who don't like wrestling. And I still like people who don't like wrestling just as much as I like the people who like wrestling. You know what I mean? So that's what that's kind of what the F4L is. That's what I started the F4L to give that kind of a purpose, you know? Does that make sense?
Yes, that is very awesome, and that's a perfect speech.
Thanks. That's just why I live. You should hear me when I go to the schools and talk.
So I got a wish. So
you got a wish?
I wish that I could, yes, I wish that I could do modeling and acting and not go to school.
Well, that's a lot of fun. Well, you got to work on that. But I think even the ones who are acting and modeling still do a homeschooling. I guess you could do that. You could look into maybe something like that.
My parents are working.
Ah.
Mostly every week.
I see.
I can do myself from this feeling.
Huh?
Well, I mean, the other thing is, I mean, you can
what?
Also act and model and still go to school. There's not an issue with that. I went to school, and look what I did.
Sorry, I think if it was homeschooled, I'd probably be swinging from the ceiling right now.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Why'd you say that?
Because you're awkward. To study.
Sorry, my fault.
But it is. Sorry, carry on.
Sorry. You're good. I get a kick out of it. It's awesome. But, yeah, we're not going to keep you much longer because I know it is getting late. It's almost 9, and it's whatnot. I want to make sure you get your proper rest because what do you got going tomorrow? Christmas holidays are coming. What are you doing for the holidays?
My dad's birthday is tomorrow.
Well, tell him I said happy birthday and may all his dreams come true.
Okay.
His birthday is the 22nd of December.
Yes.
That's awesome. When's your birthday?
October the 18th.
Oh, October the 18th. Our wedding anniversary is in October. It's on the 8th.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It is. We got married in a wrestling ring.
Oh, wait, what?
Yep, we got married in a wrestling ring.
That's like everybody's wrestling husband.
Yeah, right. Well, actually, it was my wife that wanted to get married in the wrestling ring. She wanted that. I just kind of went along with it. That's what we do. Everyone in the bridal party came out to wrestling themes. It was something.
Has she ever wrestled you?
My wife?
Yes.
Let's just say I don't want to have to fight my wife. She'd probably beat me up. I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't fight back because I don't believe in that. But when it comes to games and stuff, we'll play. When it comes to board games and things like that, we're very competitive. But as far as the other things go, we get along very well, and I don't believe in any kind of like fighting in general. Because fighting really doesn't solve anything in the end. And we kind of compromise. We have our general rule in our house, no one ever gets to go to bed angry. So we always talk everything out before anyone goes to bed, if there's any issues or whatever, and squash it before they even go to bed. So when they wake up the next day, it's a different story and it's a different day. That's how we do our kids. That's what we do for our kids, too, you know?
You get them out.
So. It's important. Anyway, I heard you were in Providence a couple weeks ago. That was interesting.
Yes.
Well, next time you guys come in town, you're going to have to let us know. Well, I'll have to show you how to do the candlepin bowling.
It's going to be me and my dad.
Well, that's all right. Well, we'll can figure something. I can bring my son and we can go have some bowling. Because my son also bowls.
Okay.
Actually, he's a bit better. He's better in the 10-pin bowling than I am, but we won't tell him that. But anyhow,
great.
Anywho, it's been a lot of fun having you. I know it's getting kind of late, so I'm going to let you get going soon. But before we go, we always want to give our people time to let people know how to find their information or whatever. So, JoJo, if people want to find out more about you, where do they go to find you, and what else do you got going up that people can look for?
They can look for me on Instagram, and my Instagram name is jojo.sebastian.model.
Awesome. Excellent. And you have any projects? What's that?
Just in case they didn't hear me. Jojo.sebastian.model Instagram.
Awesome. And do you have any big projects we should be looking out for that you're allowed to talk about?
Yeah. Shields Sporting Goods.
Sweet. Awesome. Looking forward to that. And the next time I have a role coming up.
And if you want to plug, just look up Go Team Photo.
All right. Good stuff.
Joe at Go Team Photo on Instagram.
Awesome.
He's the best.
We'll go ahead and look that up.
And follow him.
Anyone else you want to shout out to while you're on the radio and 7 billion people are listening to you right now?
Orlando Modeling Agency.
Oh, pretty.
Professional pretty.
Go to
Professional Pretty and then go to Go Team Photo.
If you want to be a model,
send photos to be professional pretty.
Model agency.
Orlando.
They're the best.
Awesome. Well, JoJo, it's been a pleasure having you on. And, you're a great young man, and I think you're going to do great things. And I encourage you guys to keep up the great work and have a great holiday. We might have to add you to the wrestling show because we don't have any models on our roster, I just realized. So I might have to build you and add you to the wrestling show. Have you seen the wrestling show?
No.
Especially since now I know you like wrestling. What's that?
But I would love to go.
All right. Well, have you seen what's that?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. Well, I'm going to see about maybe adding you to our wrestling roster of all of our other people on that we have. Some of the people are on Instagram that we feature because a lot of you guys are doing incredible things. And that's one of the reasons why I invited you on here, JoJo, because I think you're doing great things. And I think you're a terrific young man, that you have a lifetime ahead of you. And we wish you the best. And we'll have to have you come on when you win the Academy Award or when you win Top Model.
Okay, thank you.
And
wow,
perhaps the next time I have a movie project coming up or whatnot, I'm going to have to send something out down to Florida to see if we can get JoJo Sebastian to be in the film. You can work on one of our sets.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome. And I'm going to see about adding you to the wrestling roster, and then I'll send you guys that stuff later. Anywho, you guys have a great night. Thanks for joining me. Sorry about the technical issues, and may all your dreams come true.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, brother. Have a safe night, okay?
You too.
Take care now. Bye.
Bye.
So, I guess third time's a charm. I guess from now on, I'm just going to do lives because that's apparently what I got to do to get these shows to work. It was great to have JoJo on, and want to thank him and his mom, and his mom and his dad sound like they're very supportive and great people. I mean, they like awesome music, awesome TV, and they're supportive, and they seem like great parents. And to me, that's the most important, that's the best thing possible. So I wish you guys all the best of luck and a great holiday. And to everyone else around the world, may all your dreams come true. I am the F4L icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. You can reach me at wow, W-O-W, Dream Matches, DREAMMATCHES at gmail.com, or you can reach, or you can find me on Instagram at F4L. I always forget. At F4L, Sean, S-E-A-N, Jazz. Hold on one second. I'm telling you guys all the wrong information. I give this information all the time when I do these shows. You would think one of these days I'll remember my own Instagram stuff, right, people? It is F4L Sean, S-E-A-N, J-A-Z-Z-S-T-W, at Instagram.com. And you can find me, of course, on YouTube, as always, and watch all the exciting rising stars and perhaps seeing JoJo make his in-ring debut around the 1st of December. And you can find our YouTube channel at Dream Matches, Dream Masters, D-R-E-A-M, hyphen Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, and with the apostle sign, and WOW. Of course, that's for WOW Dream Matches. And it's also Jazz and his Icons of the F4L is where you'll find me and all of our exciting superstars on our YouTube show. And anyway, folks, it has been a long one, and I wish you guys all a very happy holiday, and I'm going to be doing that Instagram thing with the holiday thing. We might even have JoJo come in and be part of that song. It sounds like they'd be on board. So, everyone, may all your dreams come true. I am the F4L icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. Practice the golden rule, people, and may all your dreams come true. Peace from the F4L headquarters. Happy holidays.